Well, yeah, look, this is one of the, I think, ugliest and most indicative episodes in EFF's history. Because in 2004, really, Google was just beginning to pioneer this for-profit surveillance model that now underlies much of the internet. It was beginning to use the data that it was able to gather on its users and to use that data for targeted advertising. So it found that it could increase the efficiency of its advertising, that people clicked on their ads much more readily if they were at least somewhat in line with their interests. And so it began to expand that business model to try to get as much data on people who used Google in the Google platform. And Gmail represented a new step in that business model, because up until that moment, there was no login service for Google, right? So all it could really tell about you, you know, it could put a cookie, it could know generally where you're from, it could try to fingerprint you, who you are, like your identity, but it could only get a general sense because, you know, more than one person usually used a computer. And so it could get like a sense of, you know, where you lived, what your general interests were, you know, what the zip code is, maybe how affluent you were, things like that. But Gmail was this offered this whole new dimension, because you signed up to Gmail usually with your real name, and you communicated with people. You sent your address. You planned. You know, you received stuff from payment information, bank statements, communications with your doctor, business communications. All these things that are very personal and that are tied directly to your real identity in the world. Gmail gave Google that access. Suddenly, it not only knew generally who you were when you were browsing the internet, but now it knew your identity because you were logging into the Google service. And when people found out that Google was going to finance Gmail and finance this operation by scanning everyone's emails, there was a lot of excitement over it from some quarters. And you read in the New York Times at the time stuff like, you know, that this is revolutionary, that this is going to change everything. But there were others that were concerned, you know, rightly so, that, wait a second, we're allowing this company to just read all our emails, to read our mail? This is not right. And so there was some resistance from some civil liberty groups and privacy groups. EFF was not among them.